Good morning, this is Hannah and Michelle with your 11am Zedlines. In local news, Queensland Premier Stephen Miles is calling on the federal government to reduce overseas migration. In the year to September, Queensland experienced a record high growth in state population of 2.7%. Queensland's Treasurer, Cameron Dick, is calling for net overseas migration to be halved. The Premier says increased migration is putting pressure on the housing crisis as the Queensland population grows faster than homes are being built.
Panayiri, Australia's longest-running Greek festival, will be celebrating its 48th year in Brisbane this weekend. The festival is a two-day spectacular event with Greek food, dance, music, and art that is open to everyone of any background. More than 50,000 people are expected to attend this year, including Charis Mullen, Queensland's first multicultural affairs minister with Greek heritage.
In national news, the National Aboriginal Community Controlled Health Organisation, the NACCHO, has welcomed measures in the federal budget targeted at Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander health, but says that structural reform and long-term commitment is required to close the health gap. The budget, handed down by Jim Chalmers on Tuesday night, announced funding amounts of $12.8 million for suicide prevention, $10 million for mental health support, and $12.5 million to facilitate community-led distribution of menstrual products in regional and remote First Nations communities. Donella Mills, the chair of the NACCHO, says the funding is a critical first step in the wake of last year's failed referendum. However, she says more needs to be done to address the $4.4 billion health funding gap for Indigenous Australians.
Many candy-loving shoppers at Woolies are excited to see the popular candy Starburst be back in stock after 2 years of being discontinued in Australia. For a limited time, the UK-manufactured fruit chews will be available in the international food aisle. Fans hope that Mars Wrigley, the company that owns the Starburst candy brand, sees the popularity and considers permanently keeping the candy in stock in Australia.
In international news, concerns are growing for Chinese citizens journalist Zhuang Shan, who has yet to make contact with the outside world following her supposed release from prison. Shuan was detained in 2020 after reporting on the COVID-19 pandemic. She was sentenced to 4 years in prison for her videos and social media posts, which discussed harsh lockdowns and government suppression of information. The journalist had been imprisoned in Shanghai Women's Prison and was due to be released on Monday, but it is unclear whether she has been.
For your weather, it's rainy around Brisbane today, with showers set to ease into the afternoon and evening. It's currently 19 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 24. The UV index is predicted to reach a moderate level of 5. That's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.